The Best of Youth is a 6-hour epic originally made for Italian television. It was transferred to film and has been wowing audiences at film festivals ever since. The Best of Youth won a special jury prize at Cannes. It opened this week at the Film Forum in New York and will open wider in the coming months. David Edelstein has this review.
Marco Tullia Giordano's 6-hour saga of two Italian brothers and their extended family is one of those projects that American filmmakers occasionally attempt but never quite bring off. The Best of Youth takes place over 40 years. It's a story of individuals who grow and change amid momentous social upheavals, but there's no one-to-one correspondence between the personal and the political. I mean, it's not 1967 and the protagonist is a pot-smoking hippie, and then it's 1982 and he's an investment banker. The characters' attitudes and fashions do shift with the times, but the developments are subtle and unpredictable. More important, these characters struggle to change society. They have too much integrity to let society change them. The brothers are Nicola and Matteo, played by Luigi Locascio and Alessio Boni. It's the sharp-cheekboned heartthrob Matteo who seems the more interesting at first. He's an A student who feels injustice more deeply than anyone else, and he develops a fixation on a lovely institutionalized girl named Georgia. He ends up springing her from a mental hospital where she's on a steady diet of electroshock and tries to bring her to her father. But Matteo fails Georgia and abandoned his brother and two other friends, who planned a post-graduation trip north, to the North Pole, in fact. In despair, he joins the army and then the police force, while his brother, the medical student Nicola, becomes immersed in the activist counterculture. No, it's not what you're thinking. Brother against brother, one a fascist, the other a communist hippie. Nothing so cliched or allegorical or extreme like Bertolucci's 1900. Both brothers remain friends, if distant ones, and both hold true to their idealism. By the fourth hour, Nicola is a psychiatrist, successfully fighting the harsh conditions and outright torture of mental patients, while Matteo is none too successfully battling the entrenched culture of crime in Sicily and growing more and more emotionally crippled. Giordano depicts Italy as a beautiful but intractably corrupt place, and yet the characters continue to work toward transforming it. One of the brothers' friends, Carlo, becomes a banker, but one who works toward an economic system that's transparent instead of cloaked. At the other end of the spectrum, Nicola has a daughter with a beautiful woman named Giulia, played by Sonia Bergamasco. Giulia drifts into radicalism and finally goes underground with the violent Red Brigade. She's working to change the system from without. 6 hours, you think, wow, that sounds endless. But there isn't a boring millisecond. The Best of Youth isn't an art film. It's a miniseries with the sweep of a classic novel, with tons of plot. The scenes are short but penetrating. The tiniest exchanges can explode, and the 5-year leaps are amazingly fluid. There's a kind of forthright lyricism in the way Giordano handles the landscape and the characters' yearning for connection, for meaning, for the high spirits of their youth. It's that yearning, reminiscent of Chekhov, which holds the episodic narrative together. The suspense at times is killing, and there is one terrible shock. But there's also a fair bit of sentiment. By the 6th hour, Giordano has proven he can grapple with the harshest reality. You won't begrudge him his rather honeyed resolution. Obviously, The Best of Youth poses distribution problems. It's going to screen at art houses in 2 parts. You'll want to catch both in 1 day. Failing that, you can eventually see it on DVD. It was made for Italian television and won't suffer much. But if possible, see it in the theater. It's the sort of movie you'll recommend to friends and they'll go, 6 hours, and then thank you later. You don't need to thank me. I'm just an idealist doing my bit to make the world a better place.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.